Well, Coach, I know looking forward to in a few days, district meet, biggest meet of the season. I know you had a chance to, didn't have a chance to run the best of Midwest. It was kind of a bummer. I know some of the girls and guys looking forward to that, but you did get some decent marks and times there Friday there at Bankoma, didn't you?
Yeah. It was unfortunate we couldn't run on Tuesday. But it was what it was with the weather there. But it was a good day on Friday. Kind of just did some different events that we normally don't do with some of the kids. So just kind of give them a chance to PR again and, arrested a few kids just to make sure we're good for Friday and, or not Friday, Thursday for our district meet in Kearney and at Kearney Catholic. So just kind of more or less getting ready for the big second to last big meet of the year.
Yep, exactly right. And it's a little different for you this year with a different class. And you know some of the teams there going to be there on Thursday, but some of them are kind of brand new to you, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we've only seen, I think, Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek at the UNK indoor meet. Maybe another team here and there, but I'm pretty sure that would be it. So, yeah, all new teams that we've never really seen, which kind of, I mean, that's just, the walk hard from being way out here. But, it is what it is. My kids will go out and compete hard. And as long as they do what they control and then do it correctly, then everything else will just kind of be what it is.
Boy, I tell you, Kearney Catholic, and you follow all the times and marks there in Class C. They are really put together as a team pretty good on the girls' side, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I mean, they're pretty good on the sprints. Like I kind of mentioned before there, obviously they got Hazel there that's going to, she's one of the fastest in the state. So obviously that Ava's looking forward to racing her again. You know, last time she did, she set the new co-op record for us in the sprint. So she's excited to run against her again. And the 4x1 is pretty solid. So on the girl side, it's kind of nice that, we don't have our strong, our middle distance and distance kids don't have to worry about Kearney Catholic there, but definitely have to worry about Elm Creek. Elm Creek is also pretty solid in the middle and long, so just got to go out there. Like I said, give it their best effort and leave it all out there. That's what we got to do.
We mentioned Jillian Johnson a couple of times. I know, she's in the hurdles. You've got some really good hurdlers, but this is, as you said, you run against the best. You're probably going to come out and run your best time. You might not finish first or second, but you're still going to run your best time.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the walk card is the same as C&D, so we just got to go out there and, run against the best. You hopefully improve PR again and give yourself a shot to, if you don't win or go 1-2 in the individuals, at least give your chance a shot to get a wild card and see kind of where that all falls out. But it's nice being in a tough district because I mean even last year we were in a tough district in Bertrand there, and we had a lot of wild card qualifiers after the races were all over. So looking forward to that and kind of seeing where the kids end up, and I know they'll be ready to go come Thursday. So get a good week of practice and get ready to go.
I tell you, that girl's 4x8 relay, holy smokes, is that going to be a fast son of a gun?
It will be. I mean, because we got us in Elm Creek there. We're in the top five right now with the times in Class C. So it's going to come down to who wants it more and who's going to have the better day that Thursday. So definitely looking forward to them. Last time we beat them, we beat them at the UNK Indoor Invite, but that was the first race of the season, so we've both come a long way since then. Obviously, they're stronger, and we're stronger as well, but definitely looking forward to racing that 4x8 race there and see if our girls can put it together and get that first place. So don't have to worry about again, I'm wild card later. I just want to get it done out of the way and get the automatic qualifying number one spot. So definitely going to be going to be nervous until that race is done.
The boys 4x1, I do believe you set a new record there at DCS, ran their best time of the year. I know they're in that 4x1 in the boys side district. Ooh, they got some fast teams, but it was good to see. Those guys are coming along every meet for you, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. It was nice to get that time even lower, 45.62, I believe, or something like that, was the time they ran. So, it was nice to get under 46 finally. All the exchanges were nice and clean. So if we can, put it together, and who knows, that 401 is such a wild card here with those exchanges. You never know who and what might happen. And, as long as we run it and give her a best shot, that's what we can do, and you know, hope we get the baton all the way across. So, but yeah, no, I'm really happy for them, and I'm glad they got that time even faster. And you know, hopefully they give themselves a shot on Thursday to see what happens.
I know Sawyer has his work cut out for him in both hurdles and also the long jump as well, but he's right up in the thick of things, and hopefully he comes out and has a good day in those events.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I like his chances in the 300 hurdles. I think he's got a good chance there. I want to say maybe I think he's number one there, but I could be wrong at this point. But you know, last time we checked, he was up there. So likely chances there. And 100 meter hurdles will be a little bit on the tougher side, and long jump will be as well. So you know, he's been working hard the last couple of weeks and just kind of prepping for that. His times have really gone down. Basically, I think around RPAC time, maybe the meet before that, they really started to go down, kind of where he was last year. So, and obviously, past the now. So, we're happy where he's at now, and just gotta come out on Thursday and give his best shot, so he can go back to state and run it again like we did last year. So,
well, hopefully, since it's Thursday, you got a couple of days to work on something, get some kids rested up, maybe healed up a little bit, and hopefully fresh and healthy going into this one.
Yes, that's kind of nice. We get, you know, we get an extra day compared to Class D like we did, you know, in the past. So you get an extra day to, you know, prepare a little more and rest the kids that we need to rest. And hopefully we can get, you know, everybody close to 100% on Thursday. So that we don't have to worry about, you know, any of that stuff. So, but, you know, it's always there. You just got to, at this point, you got to just go. That's what I've told my kids, you know, like the last couple of weeks, once it comes district time, you either go or you don't, and I mean, that's it. So if you don't, you're done, and if you give it your best effort, hopefully you qualify to earn the opportunity to run one more meet at the state level and see what happens. But definitely us coaches are going to, you know, give them the best shot we can to make sure they're healthy, 100% ready to go on Thursday.